The chief of staff for L.A. Sheriff Jim McDonald stepped down over the weekend following the public release of emails that he sent or forwarded that included racist and sexist jokes. Tom Angel is a longtime sheriff's official, but he sent those emails during a brief stint with the Burbank Police Department. He was there to help reform that police force and says he did not mean to demean anyone. But civil rights activists and a lot of other folks in town disagree. They claim that it's emblematic of how top officials at the sheriff's department feel about minorities. Kevin Roderick is here to talk about it on LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
First, let's talk about who is Tom Angel and what's his role as chief of staff. What does he do?
Well, Tom Angel is very important to Sheriff Jim McDonald because, as you remember, Jim McDonald, longtime LAPD official, came into the sheriff's department as the elected sheriff with no experience in the department. So in Tom Angel, he had someone who was on board with McDonald's reform agenda, but also knew people in the sheriff's department, had been there, gave McDonald some credibility within the department in the rank and file in trying to do some of the things he was trying to do. So in that sense, his departure, it really is a blow to Sheriff Jim McDonald's future plans.
When we talk about racially insensitive emails, misogynistic emails that were sent out, what do we mean exactly? I mean, I've seen some of the emails, and to me, they're very, very off-color. Right?
Yeah, and we should say what they were, off-color jokes. These were put forth as jokes, sent to Tom Angel as jokes, and what he did is forward them on, in some cases with a little bit of commentary, and sometimes not. As a lot of people do, you know, somebody sends them. You don't necessarily get credit as the originator of the joke, but just the act of forwarding it on sort of is an endorsement, right? And I think that's the way people are seeing this, and they didn't expect it coming from him because of his background as being a supporter of where McDonald is coming from.
Angel is quoted by the LA Times, by the way, as saying he was disappointed that his emails could be obtained via a public records request.
Well, he should have known better about that. He's been in the public sector for a long time, and just about everything that you send on a public email server is public record if requested.
It certainly, but what kind of lasting effect do you think this is going to have on Jim McDonald, the sheriff himself, his chief of staff? He's trying to reform the department after so many missteps over the past several years.
Well, and also this is the kind of vibe he was trying to fight against in the department. You know, the from the outside world, they see the sheriff's department in Los Angeles County as plagued with issues of racism and sexism, it being bullies and it being a boys' club that is not altogether professional and not something that, you know, people want in their police department. And the sheriff's department, you know, is the police department for a lot of people in Los Angeles County. So this is a blow in that sense in a couple of ways. It means McDonald doesn't have his confidant with him anymore, his chief of staff, but it also reinforces to the outside world that, you know, this culture in the sheriff's department, there's still something wrong with it, and things need to be done to clean it up. And I, in that sense, maybe it pushes that process along a little bit, but it means that McDonald doesn't have his chief of staff there to help him.
Before we wrap this up, by the way, it's not the only top sheriff's official to step down in recent
Indeed.
Weeks. So we found out that Terry McDonald stepped aside. She was the head of jails for
yes.
the LA County Sheriff's Department. Number one, it happened. It seemed like there wasn't a lot of fanfare about this. They certainly didn't put it out there in a big press release and talk about this her leaving. What's going on there, and why do you think she left?
Well, she was an interesting hire to begin with. Remember, she was brought in from the outset. She was a veteran California state corrections official who was brought in the midst of the jail scandal at LA County to try to clean things up and bring a more professional level there. She also faced this burden of being an outsider and trying to fight against the tide to clean things up. There's a lot of people who think she did make a big impact on the jails in LA County. She says she's going home to Sacramento, where she maintained her home the whole time after 3 years. She said she never planned to stay any longer than that. And at this point, we have to believe what she's saying.
All right, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.